Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School District approves plan for new high school. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County School District Board has approved a study recommending the replacement of the Campbell County High School with a new facility. The Gillette News Record reported the $143.9 million proposal is about $16 million less expensive than renovating the current building. The most cost-effective remedy study, conducted by MGT Consulting, considered various options, including renovations and new construction at different sites on campus. The recommended plan places the new school where the current football field sits, with a new track and field included in the budget. The current high school, built to hold 1,444 students, is projected to become inefficient as enrollment drops to around 1,000 by 2030. The proposed new school will accommodate 1,190 students in the 191,662 square foot facility. If approved, the district will seek design proposals in early 2025, moving closer to addressing long overdue repairs. Governor Gordon emphasizes emergency response, property tax relief, and infrastructure in budget plan. Governor Mark Gordon addressed Wyoming's Joint Appropriations Committee yesterday, highlighting his supplemental budget priorities to tackle emergency response, property tax relief, and infrastructure projects. In a press release from the governor's office, in response to 2024's historic wildfire season, with over 2,000 fires burning more than 850,000 acres, the governor proposed $50 million for firefighting efforts and $130 million for restoration. The governor also called for an additional $10.5 million for an expanded property tax refund program, which is currently underfunded, and over $20 million for the mineral royalty grant program to address emergencies and essential public services. Other priorities included increased Medicaid rates for obstetrics and medical health care providers, continued legal challenges against federal land use restrictions, and support for the Wyoming Innovative Partnership to bolster the state's economy. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.